All right, y'all. We back with another video, man. We're here to do the highly requested upcoming movie that involves Jordan Peele. It is called Him. I'm pretty sure a lot of you have already seen the trailer or at least heard about the movie, or maybe you saw the original trailer. Considering they just dropped the official trailer, it was just about 2 days ago now, right? If you have not seen it, definitely go watch the trailer. It is a lot of symbolism, and it looks like it's definitely gonna be another one of those, type of Jordan Peele movies we've got all the way back since Get Out first hit, and it just kind of took over this genre of horror and kind of wrapped in like conspiracy and telling us the truth in a way that we haven't really seen, especially in horror films. He's definitely like mastered this style. Jordan Peele is 46 years old. He was the first black screenwriter to win an Academy Award for Best Original Screenplay. So his credentials are climbing up the board, right? We're gonna get into it. A lot of people, ever since the original trailer dropped, was asking me to cover the video. So I wanted to jump on here and make a quick video about it, right? Because it screams with symbolism. And my favorite part about it is that we're talking about sports. In particular, we're talking about football. Now, I mean, it could go all across the spectrum, basketball, baseball, and so on. I mean, in baseball, you got guys signing for over $500 million contracts. I think the Ohtani guy or whatever his name is that plays for the Dodgers, almost had a $1 billion contract. So we know a lot of sacrifice and rituals are involved in these lifestyles when it comes to sports. And the whole theme of the movie Him is greatness demands sacrifice. What are you willing to sacrifice? And the theme of this movie is not, oh, I'll sacrifice coming to work every day. I'll sacrifice, my brain. Well, actually, you do have to sacrifice your brain, and we'll get to that later as it kind of ties back to CTE and what we were talking about in the video with the guy who, committed the shooting, killed the Blackstone CEO, and all of that good stuff, right? But I wanted to show you guys this clip from TikTok. It was a guy who was able to go to an event from the movie, and I guess he was able to see like 40 minutes of the movie, right? And so he just kind of breaks it down a little bit because he was actually at one of the premieres to get an early look at the movie. So I thought we'd go ahead and watch this together, and then we're gonna come back and we're gonna go over some of the symbolism. I took a bunch of screenshots from the original trailer, and we're gonna talk about it a little bit more, y'all. All right, so let's check this out real quick.
So Universal released some new posters and a new trailer for the movie Him coming out September 19th. And it's really showing us how many layers of symbolism is really in this movie. Now, I actually went to an event in LA yesterday for this film, and it was at that event and in watching the first half of the movie where I really learned a whole lot about this concept. One of the new posters features our main character, Cameron Cage, which looks like he's posing like Jesus. He's on a football field, shirtless with two footballs, completely covered in blood, and as you can see, the clouds behind him look like wings. Now, as holy as this picture looks, it's basically a complete contrast to what's actually going on in the film. But at the same time, it still falls right in line because God is still technically at the center of all of his decisions, but he's just surrounded by so many things that are definitely not godlike. This film explores themes of cult-like mindsets and idol worship. Although the movie is about football, honestly, it could be applied to almost any fandom. But the poster that really got me was definitely definitely this one. First of all, it shows exactly how crazy Marlon Wayans is in this movie. And again, I only saw the first half of it, and he was already off the rails. And you can tell this poster image drew a lot of inspiration from real life athletes, Michael Jordan and Bill Russell with their rings, but more specifically Tom Brady. Because did you know that this movie actually was going to be called GOAT at first? And ironically, that's exactly what people call Tom Brady. And it's funny because if you notice, he doesn't have a ring on his pinky or his thumb compared to this picture where he also doesn't have a ring on his thumb. And not only does he not have a ring on his pinky, but his pinky is broken. However, the broken body part is very important to this film. Same thing with the head injury and the bloody eyeball. And we've seen plenty of examples of people tampering with dark forces to gain fame in music and movies, but we've never really seen that explored in the sports world, especially when you have real life examples of athletes who are so good that it made people question, how in the hell did you get that great? What did you bargain your soul for to be this successful for this long? Also, we're going to see a completely different side of Marlon Wayans, but at the end of the day, he's still going to be Marlon Wayans. If you guys have seen the new trailer for him, please hit me up in the comments and let me know your thoughts about it. This movie comes out in a little over a month, man, and I'm definitely excited.
Now, something very important that he talked about, right? And I don't know if a lot of people realize this. He said, what did you bargain your soul for to be that good? Because a lot of people talk about Steph Curry, you know, the way that he can shoot. A lot of people talk about LeBron's longevity, how long he's lasted and being in the NBA. A lot of people talk about Michael Jordan as far as being considered the GOAT. A lot of people talk about Tom Brady, which obviously the inspiration for that photo came from this picture. And, you know, he's showing you how many rings he got in the NFL, which is seven Super Bowl rings, right? And so he said, what did you bargain your soul for to be this good? So a lot of people don't understand that it's the same way in music. Y'all remember when Robert Johnson hit up the crossroads and he bargained his soul to become a really good guitar player, one of the best in the world. It's the same thing with sports. Now, obviously, when it comes to football and basketball, a lot of this stuff is controlled. You know, a lot of Tom Brady's success and his Super Bowls came from man himself, because they you know, they'll fix games. They're going to make sure the face of the NFL gets all the success. But that success comes with a price, because there are rituals. There is sacrifice involved. If I'm not mistaken, Tom Brady's like ex-wife or something was a full-blown witch. So he already committed to the lifestyle. He already committed his soul to the devil to attain the things that he has. I mean, anyone that is considered the GOAT of their sport, they are full-blown into the ritualistic lifestyle. I mean, the GOAT, it is the Baphomet. They've already pledged their soul to get the things that they have. Then you have to go to the part that, yes, these spirits can make them better at their sport. They can actually, you know, increase their talent. They can actually, you know, improve their talent. Just like being able to summon and channel spirits to make these amazing songs, they do the same thing in sports, in order for them to last a very long time, you know, to be able to entice young players who want to be like Tom Brady, who want to be like Patrick Mahomes, who want to be like LeBron, Jordan. They go their entire life chasing, you know, that goal to be like someone who committed their life and their soul to Satan. You will never be like Tom Brady. You will never be like Jordan. You will never be like LeBron. You're not going to reach that level of channeling. It's different. They did a lot of things to become who they are. They had to sacrifice. They didn't sacrifice staying in the gym and staying on the field all day. No, they sacrificed loved ones. They sacrificed blood. They sacrificed their souls. And it was very interesting on how they said GOAT was going to be the original name of the movie. Says GOAT would have been a way better title, especially with the symbolism of greatest of all time and goats being connected to dark sacrifices. I mean, even in the movie, I caught a screenshot of him holding like a goat head. So, you know, has a lot. He says another comment has a lot of symbolism in it. So it says, I know y'all see the Baphomet and the structure behind him blending with the clouds. Let's see. I got some screenshots as well. You could kind of make it out to be a Baphomet. I kind of see like devil wings right here on his sides. Yeah, and somebody else noticed it as well. Somebody said you could see the devil wings hiding in the background. Yeah, you could definitely see it. The symbol, that's why I said the symbolism in this is gonna be ridiculous. And what I also noticed, which let me see if my screenshots have it or is it better in this video? Where was it? It was right in the beginning. That looks insane. That like pig mask. I noticed it in the beginning. There it goes, right there. That might be a better shot than the screenshots I have. So if you notice, this is a pentagram basically, and he's standing on it in the photo for the movie where, you know, he has the double wings in the background and the clouds. This is a pentagram with the snake biting its own tail symbol. You know, you could almost call it an infinity symbol, and it represents time basically. Look, we'll get us a little AI overview right here, right? So it says the Ouroboros is a symbol depicting a serpent or dragon eating its own tail, and it could also be in that little infinity sign. It's a powerful ancient symbol representing concepts like infinity and eternity. It says the circular shape and self-consuming nature of the Ouroboros symbolize endless cycles, the eternal return, and the idea that time has no beginning or no end. It represents recurring cycles like the cycle of life and death, seasons, or the movement of celestial bodies. In some interpretations, the Ouroboros embodies the idea of unity between opposing forces, such as life and death, creation and destruction. And like it said, represents the fact that time has no beginning or end, or that a lot of people believe that time is linear and there is no past, there is no future. Everything happens in the now. Everything happens by moment, by moment, by moment. There is no going back or seeing back. There is no going forward. You know, every decision you make creates your next reality, you know. Very, very interesting concept, you know. Whether you want to believe time is actually real or not, or you know, that goes into an entirely different conversation, right? Let me see if I could pull up a couple of these screenshots real quick, y'all. So yeah, I'm glad I pulled it up there because you can't really see the Ouroboros right here, but he's basically standing at the top of a pentagram, right on the triangle. Y'all know this is regular symbolism right here. As far as keep silent, you know, it's crazy the stuff that I've seen so far in the trailer of this movie. This just looks very demonic from the jump. He got that little glow in his eyes with the all red on, basically representing Satan. This one right here was insane because there is a lot of one eye symbolism with the one eye actually fully red and bleeding at the same time. I thought this was crazy. Then I love the quote that it says, "Never meet your heroes because they are not what you think. They literally sacrifice. They literally sign their name in blood." And it goes back to idol worship. Like I was saying earlier, all of these kids have dreams to be like these famous quarterbacks, be like LeBron James, be like Michael Jordan. But Michael Jordan sacrificed his dad. LeBron was behind the sacrifice of Kobe Bryant as well. These people have to literally sacrifice to Satan. Never meet your heroes. I'm telling you that. I love that quote because it's so true. You have no idea the life that these people lead, and they lead a very demonic life. I mean, look at this. You could bet this is a horn on his head right here. Look, see that little scar? That scar? And then this, you could see it was right here as well. You could see it. This is a horn, bro. The broken finger, the one eye symbolism, salute to the one eye God. Insane. This movie is definitely gonna shake some things up right here. This is crazy. This photo is crazy right here. We might have to thumbnail this one. That's crazy. Sitting at the table full of execs, two little small triangles right here at the top. Looking very uncomfortable with these rich people sitting around, but he looked like he's recording them. I mean, typical lifestyle of very famous football players, right? They definitely look like they are showing you this is like the full-blown occult side of it. Like, this is clearly what it is representing right here. There's nothing decent. Nothing decent about this. Look at this. I don't know if this is like a goat head or some kind of costume. What is this right here? I don't know. This is crazy right here. So once again, these are just some screenshots I took from the trailer. Obviously, we can't play it. This was toward the end of the trailer where they just had sacrifice and, you know, with this stick and bloody jerseys and helmet, almost in a sense, you know, like representing sacrifice. Like, you know, when you think of this, you think of like a scarecrow. You think of a dead body basically being on a stick right here. Like, this is crazy right here. But they're literally telling you sacrifice in red. This represents blood sacrifice, y'all. Insane, man. Look at this right here. Demonic looking lady in the red jacket. Football monster heads back here. I'm telling y'all, the symbolism is wow. This was another one that I thought was really interesting because toward the end of the trailer, these two collided and their brains started shaking. And to me, it represented CTE. It represented sacrificing your body as well, sacrificing your mind, because we already know every contact that you have with this amount of force head to head, all you're doing is trauma to the brain, which leads to so much sickness and disease, ultimately leading to CTE that they claim they cannot see until a person dies, which we all know is horseshit. So I thought this was really cool. Go watch the trailer. And at the end, when these two collide, the brains are gonna shake. So it really shows you what your brain does throughout so much contact playing football or even boxing. Your brain literally rattles, y'all. It rattles. It's almost like being hit by a dump truck or semi truck. Literally is the force and the trauma you're putting on your brain when you play football and collide like that. Thought this was very interesting as well. You could kind of see this a little bit more, how it represents the Baphomet. Honestly, it looks like a couple of different things. It almost looks like a goat head. Almost looks like an elephant. I'm not even gonna lie to you, but you can see these devil wings, cheerleaders with their faces covered up, you know, just more darkness, more symbolism of darkness. You could kind of see it here, though. You could see the Baphomet in this a little bit. It just kind of meshes in and your brain get to seeing what it want to see, but you could kind of see it, especially with these devil wings right here. More dark symbolism hanging off the wall. If the quality is not that great, remember these are screenshots. They're not all over the internet. I had to literally screenshot a bunch of this stuff. And this is it right here, y'all. This was the end of the trailer. Him clearly shows he's standing in a pentagram. And look, this is a ritual. He's standing at the top of the triangle. Here's a goat head right here. And here are, look like some candles right here with the Ouroboros symbol right here, representing the cycle of life or death and time having no beginning or no end. This is a huge, he's literally standing at the top of a pentagram, y'all. Bloody, hands spread out with the Baphomet behind him. Look at it, you can see it a little clearer right here. You can see these horns right here. You can see these devil wings right here. Man, the symbolism is crazy, y'all. It's crazy, but look, I'm not going to keep going on too much. I just wanted to jump on here and show y'all a bunch of screenshots. This is all we have to work with right now until the movie comes out. And then we could fully break down, you know, what the movie is trying to tell us. But I feel like it's definitely going to shake some things up in the sports world. And hopefully people realize what they are getting themselves into, right? So with that being said, man, y'all let me know what y'all think about this one, man. Very interesting concept with this movie. You know, greatness demands sacrifice. Never meet your heroes. What are you willing to sacrifice, y'all? That being said, it's Black Balloon, and I'm gonna see y'all soon. All right, I'm out.